pay them for fixing my broken down house. I got broken down cars, a broken down house. It hurts when I do this. I guess that's a broken down body. And I'm old and crotchety. And you know what I hate are people who laugh on their own shows. I officially refuse to laugh at my own jokes. Because I've been hearing people who think they're so funny. Oh, they just... Don't you hate people who think they're funny and they're not? You better unsubscribe from this show. If that's what you... that's your take on life.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
You better unsubscribe from this show.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 1673 of the BFO for two, I say Tuesday the 10th of June 2014, yo, coming up on today, say it with me. A little show. Oh, you may have noticed there's a stone in the house, Big Fatty. Oh dear, Gussie, he's already yawning. Poor Dr. Stone. What are you saying?
Who's Raina Durr?
Oh, don't ask. Shh. Don't say that. Big Fatty is not supposed to talk about those things. I know. Hi everyone. I hope you're too. I say you're going to have to get closer to the micro hoist, because you know
you can hear me.
You're a little soft spoken compared to me.
I don't think you're supposed to blow out the microphone as loud as you do that.
Blowing it out with my quarter. Y'all, it's two. I say Tuesday, and y'all, we've completed the good days. Y'all, did you enjoy sitting down there at the end of the bar with the old gal and Arthur? Y'all, I just want to once again thank them for helping Big Fatty out, because y'all, there was no way in hell, and Dr. Stone can confirm this, there was no way in hell that there was any time to do any little shows during the Good Days weekend. Would you agree with that?
Correct.
Okay, great. It's going to be great content to have you yell, correct, you're the Ed McMahon.
If you ask me yes or no questions, okay, You'll get yes or no answers.
Yes! Y'all, I'm just going to back it up a little bit, and Dr. Stone, I'm going to kind of take the lead here for a second, because nobody knows the trouble. I wanted to report, and you've heard this before, so help me if I've missed some details.
I've heard it. Okay, I don't know what you're talking about yet.
Fort Lauderdale.
Okay.
Okay, you've heard it.
I've heard of Fort Lauderdale.
Okay, shut up. Can you recall, say, three things that you heard me talk about in Fort Lauderdale?
Sex,
okay.
It was hot. And
the sex or the Fort Lauderdale?
Maybe both.
Okay.
And you were gassy.
These are not things he remembers. No! But I was gassy. But anyway, y'all arrived. First of all, I have to give the Delta Airlines credit. Y'all, they got me there on time with money in my pocket. And y'all, it was just lovely. And y'all got off the Aeroplano, which, of course, we all know is Mexican for
Aeropuerto.
Plano. Anyway. y'all got my car. What is the car that we're riding around highfalutin in?
The red Dodge Avenger.
Yes, we're like one percenters riding around.
Of course.
And y'all, it was the easiest thing in the world to check out. You know, they had reserved my car. I had an e-letter waiting on me when I got off the Aeroplano. And it said, Burkharder, go to stall number 324. And y'all, there was my red Dodge Avenger. And then y'all, I had to run back in because I was just about to TT all over them. I said, Big Fatty, we don't need those details. You've got some revelations about Poodle, too, I think. We'll get to those in a little bit. But and y'all, they're doing major road work right down around the Aeropuerto, down down there in the Fort Lauderdale, and y'all, I got lost, I got turned around, but anyway, I eventually turned myself around, went back to the Aerial Puerto, because I saw where I messed up, and I did it right the second time. Y'all, I went to the Lester's Diner, had me a patty melt. And y'all, then I was off to the Ramrod because, you know, I decided I was going to have me a couple of cocktails there. And y'all, the bartender was pouring them strong is all I got to say. And he was well rewarded with a gratuity for doing that. And y'all, I had a couple of drinks there. And y'all, then I was off to the gathering point, we'll call it, where the men's come together for inappropriate touching. And y'all, I gotta tell you something. This was a Wednesday night, and this gets back into Big Fatty's whole theory, whole theory. Big Fatty has smoke. the less competition Big Fatty has, the better results Big Fatty has. And y'all, I'm going to tell you something. There were four, count them, delicious things, two of which asked Big Fatty, or they were a couple, and they wanted Big Fatty's phone number when they heard Big Fatty is coming back this week. So y'all, we may hook up with with these two. And y'all, then on Thursday morning, got up, and y'all didn't get much sleep. It was all Big Fatty plays enough details, right, sweetie? Got up, and y'all, I'm sitting in the Peter Pan diner, and Dr. Stone calls, and he says,
I'm boarding the plane.
And y'all, this is at 10 after 8 o'clock.
The Aeroplano.
The Aeroplano. This is at 10 after 8, 10 a.m. in the 10 a.m. 8, 10 a.m. in the morning. I mean, wait a minute. You're not supposed to be boarding for another hour, because y'all, and this is a quiz. This is a quiz. Is Detroit, Michigan, would you guess that's in Eastern or Central? Because Big Fatty guessed Central, and Big Fatty was wrong. So I was behind the time, y'all. I had to scoff down my coon beef hash, y'all. It was good and crispy too, and my scrambled eggs and my crispy potatoes, and y'all. I was in the Red Avenger, and I was off. I was off to the Orlando, and y'all, I got into some traffic that I was not anticipating. And was on the road, and Dr. Stone called. Or I guess you landed, what, about 10 after 11 or something like that?
No, 11:03.
11:03. And Big Fatty was at least 45 minutes away from Orlando at that time. And I said, well, okay, I'll meet you outside the valise claim area, and I'll call you as I'm getting close to the Aeropuerto. Well, y'all, I wasn't close. And
poor Dr. Stone.
I know. And but I figured, you know, they had to taxi to the gate and then deboard, and then you had to walk to the luggage carousel and then claim your valise and all. And but you only had to wait, what, about
5 minutes.
Was it really only 5 minutes?
Well, when I walked up to the carousel to get my bag, it was there within 5 minutes.
Yes. Are you? Was it really?
Yes, it was.
Well, I gotta say, the Fort Lauderdale baggage claim, it was some of the quickest I've ever seen in my life. It really was. And it sounds like you experienced the same thing.
Delta service.
Uh-huh. So then I picked Dr. Stone up, and y'all, we got on the tollway, and you know, as we all know, the tollway is,
I don't know what,
how they get you. I set him up, and he didn't bite.
They get you so many ways coming and going, you just can't count them.
They all really do. But anyway, y'all, it cost us $3.75
to go, what, 2 miles,
something like that. Well, maybe five.
Okay.
But anyway, we got to the hotel, and Dr. Stone, I'm going to let you talk about it, checking into the hotel here for a second.
First off, I'm impressed that you remember facts 3 days old, because now you're asking me to remember the the check-in process, and I don't remember what happened in the check-in process.
Well,
I know that there was a cash ATM machine incident with
me. Well, you needed cash money.
Right, I needed cash money. Right,
why don't you talk about that?
So, poor Dr. Stone, he's getting so forgetful in his old age that he went to the ATM around the corner from the...
The ATM machine. He's forgotten that, too.
Around the corner from the check-in station, and couldn't remember my password. And that's how I protect my money, because I figure if I can't remember it, no one else is going to get it out of me.
Oh, Lord. And y'all, it was just pathetic. Y'all, he looked like...
I don't know my password.
He came out, and he was standing there with this glaze on his face. Oh. And I went, what's wrong?
Not the glazed donut.
No, not Big the glazed Ricky. Donut. But, I can't remember my PIN number. And neither one of us could remember the term PIN number. We kept saying password. So anyway, but when we first got there, Big Fatty was wearing a coal mine T-shirt, and old Horty,
Oh,
you're from Charleston. You're from Charleston. And yes. And anyway, she was very nice, but you know, we chatted with her.
Talked about her friend with the sugar by DTs.
Right. We immediately thought of that Mike Lawson.
Right.
And...
She whisked us to the front of the line.
She did. She whisked us right up to the front of the line. And I don't think there was any kind of incident at checking in.
Other than learning, put a Mickey to a Mickey.
Oh, and y'all, it was very racist when we checked in, because the woman that greeted us at the desk, what did she say?
Hola.
Hola. And we said, racist. And then she brought out the chips and salsa. It was very odd. But anyway, we got to the room, and I thought our room was very nice.
The room was good. It was nice and quiet. It was near the quiet swimming pool.
It was a quiet pool. Shh. And it was a nice room.
Mm-hmm.
And It had some Tower of Terror doors on the bathroom, but which Dr. Stone kept playing elevator.
I felt it needed a little attention in the bathroom. There was some fallen hairs down by the tub.
Did you give it a secondary check while we were there?
I never did. No.
Okay, because you know, it's just,
right.
We really weren't there that much. And then what did we do? Oh, then we were off to the Magic Kingdom. And Dr. Stone was a little famished.
Oh, God.
So, Dr. Stone, why don't you mention to him how you solved your famishment?
I was just looking for a little bite to eat, and so you suggested the gas stones.
Wait a minute. And this was the funny thing. We sent a I don't remember who we sent a message to. Was it Drusilla or was it – no, it was Tom.
Tom, yeah.
For the Digger. Tom and of Terry up there in the Chicago's. And I had spoken into the Siri, and I said, we are at Gaston's. And Siri read it as GAS space STONE, which was basically our room, Gaston's.
Right.
So anyway, go ahead.
Well, I just wanted a little bite to eat to tide me over until we got close to the... Well, because I hadn't eaten anything pretty much all day, and tied me over to dinner time. So I ordered the pork shank from there.
Right.
And I think they gave me the entire pig.
It was a large shank.
It was the shank of never-ending meat, because I ate quite a bit off of it. You had some,
I had
too.
Several bites of it. Y'all, it was quite tasty, though.
But I couldn't finish it all. But then you also ordered a little bit of... A little sweet...
I just wanted a little something sweet. Because, you know, y'all, I'm not worried about the carbs or the sugars... on vacation. I'll worry about it when I get back. And y'all, describe this cinnamon roll that I ordered.
I think it was like that episode where I Love Lucy, where she opens the oven and the bread keeps coming out. It was a cinnamon roll about that size.
It was like 6 inches by 6 inches. Woo. By 6 inches. I mean, it was...
And those not grinder inches either.
No. These... It literally was 6 inches square and 6 inches tall. It was a cube.
Huge.
And covered in icing.
And delicious.
It was delicious and warm. And we did a pretty good job on both of them.
We
but
did.
We... couldn't finish it all. And then we were off to we ran into Digger.
Yeah,
we ran into Digger, and then what did we do?
We did the new. Well, we did a couple of rides, including that new mine ride.
Raul, if you ever go to the Disney World, don't ever stand in the line for the Snow White's
mine shaft.
Right, or the mine shaft. You know, actually, Turniphead may want to use that Snow White's mine shaft.
Oh, excellent!
You know, as a show title. Right. But anyway, by the way, he used to be your co-host on Live It Up, didn't he?
How so used to be.
Well, we hadn't gotten to Live It Up in
we recorded one before we left, but I don't know what happened to it. It must have been lost somewhere.
Where is that, the lost tubes episode?
It's in the tubes.
Maybe somewhere. It's in the mine shaft. Okay. But y'all always do the Fast Pass Plus. And speaking of the Fast Pass Plus, why don't you talk about the Magic Band?
The Magic Band. It's not the lap band, it's the Magic Band. And it's your keys to your hotel room. It's the tickets to get into the park, and it's the way that you fast pass all the 99%ers when you're the 1%er.
Oh, y'all, we felt like 1%ers quite a bit, because really all we didn't really wait in line for anything.
Exactly,
did we?
We put all the good ones on the fast pass, and then we just did all the less important ones.
I think we did. Because Digger specifically wanted to do It's a Small World. He loves that.
He loves it.
And especially we saw Kim Beaver with her sheep in the It's a Small World, but it was we were past it before I could pull out the cellular telephonic device. But anyway, but and it's also your coin purse.
It
also.
Is. Coin purse.
Because you, it's a cashless society. They're making it like a cruise ship, y'all, so that you don't – nothing costs any money.
And that's how they get you.
That is how they get you. And then we went to check out. Well, I'll back up. But we went to check out, and they wouldn't give us a bill to verify anything. You know, it's like, oh, no, everything's just fine. Don't come to the lobby.
They don't want you to refute anything.
Right. And we did all of that, did several things with Digger, and then we came back to the room and had a little refresher, and then we were off to the dinner on Thursday night at the, not the hoop-de-doo, it was the Trails Inn.
Yes.
Buffet. Dr. Stone had a gentleman caller that was kind of interested, or we thought he was anyway.
like I said on the Twitty that we've coined an explanation for this. It's called the Dr. Stone syndrome.
Oh, and what is that exactly?
Well, the symptoms are hot and cold running men.
Oh, okay. mainly cold.
Mainly cold.
Okay, they might be a little warm, a tepid maybe, tepid. And then they just
drop you.
You're like that movie Frozen, right?
Right.
What was the other thing we called it? Frozen and...
Olaf?
No. We'll have to tell you about Olaf later. But y'all, we had a lovely dinner with old Veda and the whole group there.
Nanny Elizabeth.
Right, at the Trails Inn. And Dr. Stone's... Oh!
Oh!
Oh, dear God, I see. Dr. Stone's friend. Y'all, we couldn't believe the amount of food he was eating.
Oh, my God. He went for thirds and fourths, I think.
I mean, it was unbelievable. And he ate every bit of it.
And he's trim as a what?
As a Dr. Stone.
No.
But anyway, y'all, Dr. Stone and I will be back again tomorrow. We'll tell you about the rest of the G'day's weekend. And so, y'all, there's lots more to come. And so there you have it. And Squeaky Kitty didn't Squeaky Kitty go to, no. Did Squeaky Kitty go to dinner?
No, not that night.
Not Thursday night. All right, well, whatever. Faye Driver, what did you think of hearing the first part of the story today?
You better unsubscribe from this show.
Oh, no, we got several more episodes of it. Don't unsubscribe yet.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.